This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Pope Benedict XVI has moved quickly in the past 24 hours to ensure stability within the Catholic Church. Yesterday, he reappointed the entire Vatican hierarchy, and today held his first working meeting with the College of Cardinals. Those are the men who elected him on Tuesday. Pope Benedict has signaled that his papacy would bring no swift change in the Catholic Church, and that comes as a disappointment to some Catholic women. From the Vatican, Day to Day's Eric Weiner reports.
When the 115 cardinals convened earlier this week to choose a new pope, many questions swirled around the Vatanistas, or Vatican watchers. Would the next pope be conservative or more reform-minded? Would he be from Europe or Latin America? But one thing was certain, he would be a he. All cardinals are men, just like all Catholic bishops and priests. That's the way it's been for more than 2,000 years, but some Catholics say 2,000 years is long enough. Kristan Johnson, a Catholic from Chicago, happened to be visiting Rome when the new pope was elected. She says she would like to see women ordained as priests for practical reasons, if nothing else.
There's a shortage of priests, so if they would allow women to be priests, then maybe there wouldn't be such a shortage.
Pope John Paul II never budged on the question of ordaining women as priests. In fact, in 1994, he declared the issue closed even to discussion. Now, of course, Catholics have a new pope. Might Benedict XVI revisit this issue? Father Keith Pecklers is a professor of theology at Gregorian University in Rome.
I'm not a betting man, but I would not be betting any money on any changes on that topic, certainly in this pontificate.
As a pragmatic person, I wouldn't put a lot of energy into something that looks like it's not going anywhere at this time.
That's Sister Marianne Walsh, spokeswoman for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. She's worked alongside men in the church for decades, first as a reporter covering Pope John Paul II, and now in her current position. She acknowledges that women bump up against a stained glass ceiling in the Catholic Church, but she's learned to work around it.
A few years ago, I was going out to Denver for a job, and the staff there called people together to meet this new communications director. And one woman at this reception said to me, and she wasn't Catholic, she said, how can you work for the church with its attitude toward women? And I said, well, you know, I move where I can. I don't try where I can't. And she said, yeah, it's just like business.
And just like in business, says Walsh, an increasing number of women wield power in the Catholic Church, moral power, she says, but also a very down-to-earth kind of power.
You go to a parish any Sunday and pick up the bulletin and look down the side, you're going to see that the majority of the people who are in those positions of influence are women. They're the directors of religious ed, for example. They're the heads of the various committees. Those are positions of power and influence.
At the Vatican, Swiss guards, the Pope's security force, check IDs of visitors entering the walled headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church. Here, you also find women with real authority, and that's a fairly recent development. Yes, the most important positions are reserved for cardinals and bishops, and therefore men, but women do hold senior positions. Sister Sharon Holland, for instance, is one of the first female lawyers to work at the Vatican, and shortly before he died, Pope John Paul II appointed another woman to head the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences. Theology professor Keith Pecklers says these are not token positions.
No, these are positions of power, there's no question, because I know, for example, Sister Sharon Holland, I know the work that she's engaged in, and she's seriously consulted in her job. There are other women who are consultants, for example, to the different Vatican congregations.
This soup kitchen in central Rome is unlike any you've ever seen. The place is spotless, with track lighting and coat racks and food that actually looks appetizing.
Ciao, Cesare.
It's run by a high-energy Catholic woman named Paola Sperati. She's wearing blue jeans and a sweater. The only outward sign of her religious devotion is a simple wooden cross dangling from her neck. In fact, she is consecrated, meaning she has taken vows of chastity, poverty, and obedience. She believes too many Catholic women focus on the issue of ordination. Here, she says, in this soup kitchen that feeds hundreds of homeless people every day, she already is a priest.
I listen to them exactly like a priest. I welcome the people who come here exactly like a priest. What I cannot do is that I cannot give to these people the sacraments as a priest does. But I'm not really interested in that, because the welcoming service, it's really fundamental today.
Can we say that this is your church, this is your parish here?
Certo, certo.
Of course, she answers. It's not exactly the same as being a priest, though. Some Catholics say that as long as that position remains off limits to women, they will remain on the periphery of the church. A reporter recently asked Cardinal William Keeler of Baltimore what he would tell a young Catholic girl who said she aspired to be a priest or a bishop.
She can say that, and she can pray for it, but it's probably, if you read the Gospels, that's not part of the picture of the package for her.
Eric Weiner, NPR News, the Vatican.